Well, Dean, so much for you to be pleased and proud about tonight.
Yeah, certainly. Second half, I thought we were magnificent. I don't think we started the game well. I thought they started the game better than us. We're very competitive. I felt we should have or needed to be protected a little bit more by the officials and wasn't. So I felt a little bit aggrieved, to be honest, at the start. Tyrone Mings gets cautioned for retaliation, but the lad's been nibbling at his ankles, you know, while he kept the ball. Jack Grealish has got a few whacks in the ankles as well, and no cards, and then all of a sudden they're sending off for Tyrone. I thought was crazy. I mean, their lad skives down Jack Grealish in the box for our penalty and no card shown. And then Tyrone, I mean, as it hits his arm hasn't come away from his body. It's certainly hit him, and it might have hit his arm, so it's a penalty and no more. So I couldn't understand some of the decisions, but I don't want to talk about them. I want to talk about my players, because second half I thought was magnificent. I told Codge 5 minutes before half time that he'd be going on at the start of the second half. I just felt that with the midfield three that we've got, they could go and carry the ball to them and take the ball in the opposition half. And with Codge and Tammy, we can be a handful. And it proved that. The start of the second half was magnificent. Really good, quick start. Won the penalty. Great conversion from Jimmy, who I thought was excellent for 45 minutes. And, he's probably putting a bit of pressure on me about system and play at the moment, because great performance. And then, Jack pops up with a goal as well. But it was just the spirit they showed, the togetherness, because we could have scored more goals in the second half as well. Such was our good play. And then the other end of it, Mille's not played many minutes for me at all, comes on as centre back and got his head and thighs on an awful lot of things. We got some good blocks in, and Jed's had to make a good save as well. But all in all, really proud of them, because that's a big win for us today. One of the toughest games we've had in terms of the pressure they put us under in the first half. But with 10 men to perform like we did in the second half, it was magnificent.
Yeah, I mean, everybody can talk about the quality of players like Grealish, McGinn, Abraham, but it was the work rate and desire that got you those points tonight.
Yeah, it was totally about desire tonight. Their attitudes were spot on. Codge and Tammy ran the legs off for the second 45 minutes. John McGinn, I thought there was two of him, so he probably evened it out a little bit. Jack Grealish taking the ball to them, Conor Hourihan being really calm on the ball, Elmer, Neil Taylor bombing on the last 5 minutes to win throw-ins in their half. So as a whole team today, it was something to certainly to be proud of.
7-7, and obviously the league table looks very, very good for Aston Villa at the moment. Is there a little bit of you mentioned the workload before this week, that tonight would have taken a lot out of some players. You're going to have to go easy on them ahead of the Bristol game.
It certainly will. I mean, they'll be sleeping in the cryotherapy chamber tonight, I think. I went to watch Bristol City last night, and they're a good team with good players. Although Albion didn't put much of a fight for the first 20 minutes, but they gave it a go in the second half, and it was a lot closer. It's another game. I don't like the fact that other teams get 24 hours extra rest than ourselves. I think that's something that the EFL need to look at. But we'll be ready. You saw the spirit out from them players today out there. They're on a roll, seven games on the spin winning. And we're looking forward to a full house there.